brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and let's get right into what's hot in America today. Can you believe it? They've got 37 count charge against the former president of the United States. What is going on in America? You see, this is what happens when unqualified people get in a position they should have never been in. But here come the Democrats.
Joe Biden.
Listen, America, I gotta say this to you, and just in case you're confused as to my position, I was never a fan of former President Trump, but for whatever reason, honestly, dishonestly, he hoodwinked the election that got him into office. So let's go from that point forward. You are the president now. Well, you were the president. But let me tell you something. The amount of documents, secret documents, that you stored at Mar-a-Lago is pathetic and embarrassing to the nation. Now, I know all you folks that's in love with Donald Trump, you find it hard to believe, but facts are facts. And it's not about, let's just take him out of the equation. And then let's look at the fact of a elected official got boxes on boxes of secret documents stored in their house. You see, first thing about a secret document from best I can remember from my years in the military is they should be kept under lock and key. But I'm going to say now, and I'm going to continue to say until the end of the election, Donald Trump believes that nothing can happen to Donald Trump. Now, if we were to lend ourselves to the conspiracy theory, I'm going to go on a limb and say all the documents were not turned in. Now, you have to remember, we're talking about Donald Trump. I'm willing to bet, and once again, there is no evidence to support this. It's me knowing an individual, that there are more secret documents that's going to come into play as a get-out-of-jail card. I think that before Donald Trump goes to jail, he's going to offer to give up the rest of the documents, and they're going to work a deal where we're going to take you out of the political arena, but you'll do no jail time. That's what I believe. And let me tell you something. All you Trump supporters, how can you still support him? Never mind support him as president, but support him as an American. We've got secret documents. They've got recordings of this man saying to people, look, this is secret here. Look over here. So he admits to showing. And again, that's just not what America is about. It doesn't matter, like, dislike, or whatever. And stop trying to make a similarity between the documents that were found at President Biden's house and Vice President Pence's house. Because when you do that, just remember this, okay? When they found the documents at Pence's apartment or Pence's place and Biden's place, the first thing they did was cooperate to get them back to the archives. When they found the documents at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, the first thing he did was went into a shell game and try to cover it up. Now, I got to say, there's going to be a lot of assumptions made as to what former President Trump did with the documents, who he showed them to, and unless you go back and you trace all of his movements, because I know you know where he's been. I know you know who's been to Mar-a-Lago. I know you know who's been on his jet. There needs to be an investigation that's probably going to run into the years, finding out who may have been and who was exposed to top secret documents. So to the Trump supporter, I say to you, really, how can you still support that for president? No, honestly, I get the fact that you might like him for whatever reason, but as a person to run this country, let's be for real, how can you support that? Now, you may say, well, they're all allegations. Listen to me. This is the streets talking right now. When the feds come to get you, they already have you. See, the Fed don't move like the state. I've read a book or two. The feds don't move. It may take the feds 3 or 4 years to get the information they need. But when they knock on your door and they tell you, come with us, trust and believe, they've got 90% of what they need to make sure you go where they think you should go. And in this case, it's probably going to be to jail. But remember, you heard it right here on the Kenny Hodge Podcast first. I think former President Trump has got 1 or 2 more boxes of documents that he's going to use as a barter, to barter with the justice system. And the barter is going to be, I will give you all I have, or in Trump's case, most of what he has, and we're going to drop this notion of going to jail, and maybe you bar me from the political arena. You heard it first right here on the Kenny Hodge Podcast. To all the Republicans who hear my podcast, listen, there are other candidates out there in the Republican field that you really should take a look at. I think that if the Republican Party united and said, we're not with that foolishness, that MAGA nonsense anymore, I think what a wonderful world it could be. You see, because that's the message. That's the message that Donald Trump needs to receive for him to go quietly into the night. But as long as they support him, why would he leave? So again, to those Republican folks who support Donald Trump for president, ask yourself why. I mean, is it okay in the world you live in that convicted felons, allegedly, I say allegedly, but it looks pretty sure, can be president? And if the Republican Party don't stop him now, then it's going to take mass voting, just like we did for the last presidential election, to make sure even if he gets the Republican nominee, he's not going to be president. Kenny Hodge on the podcast. Hey, wake up.